my name's Terry Lowder. I'm the training officer down at the Southern Division, based in the divisional office of Malden. Also cover virtually up to Oxford, Swindon, down to Dorchester and south of the Thames. So it's quite a large area.
Terry, tell me a bit about how you got involved with USDAR and how they've positively impacted your life.
Ever since school, I've been in the trade union movement. It was a closed shop when I first started in a paper mill. Worked my way through a number of jobs. I was unfortunate to be made redundant on 5 separate occasions. Each time you're getting older and it's getting more difficult. And I ended up, it was kind of a stepping stone between scaffolding and the winter time where you're normally laid off. So I went into distribution. And about 8-9 years later, I was still there. I became, obviously, I joined straight away. But I also became union rep, branch secretary, went on to become a divisional council member, albeit only for 3 months, because I actually got the role as the training officer on the 3rd month of being on the DC.
Tell me about some of the benefits that come with that.
The benefits with my job, it's twofold. There's personal, which I left school with nothing whatsoever. And at 43 years of age, USDAR took a chance with me and took me on as a training officer. During that time, I got level 2 qualifications, City and Guilds, Literacy and Numeracy. But I've also got a teaching certificate now. So I'm actually a qualified, or you could use the term professional teacher within the division. Still a personal note, what I can do now is I can put back in a lot of what I got from USDAR and I can see people develop. One of what I think is my greatest strength is to encourage people to actually look within themselves, and there's more there than they actually believe sometimes. So it's to encourage them, and it's great to see somebody who's pretty quiet on a shop steward's introductory course, and then a couple of years later you see them standing on the podium at the annual delegate meeting with real passion and drive, and you think, I was part of that.
Yeah. You know? What would you say to someone right now who were thinking about getting involved with USDAR?
Don't let anything hold you back. Once again, we don't know what the future holds, so go for it. The important thing about it is USDAR will give you that opportunity, but you've got to have the drive. You don't get something for nothing in these things. No free meal tickets anymore. Well, you work hard, but the benefits are tenfold. And I would really recommend giving it a go.
And just finally, Terry, what do you think of our USDAR tour bus?
I think the tour bus, I didn't know what to expect when I walked through the door, but the set out is great. I mean, it's a great opportunity for people to come in. They could obviously go online, they can have a look what USDAR has to offer, and obviously other things that are online there as well, such as education opportunities as well. I think it's a great bus. It's a shame I haven't got one down in my division.